here's a story from The World.
If there's one institution that could help the global economy recover from the impact of COVID-19, it's the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. Around 100 countries have asked the IMF for emergency assistance, and the organization has taken unprecedented action, loaning out close to $100 billion. But there may be some worrisome strings attached. Here's The World's Rupa Shenoy.
The International Monetary Fund was built to step in and stabilize global markets just at a moment like this, the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. And early in the pandemic, the IMF poured money into countries with few conditions attached. This is IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva.
The IMF has been very loud and clear in this crisis, turning to our membership, and we say, spend, but keep the receipts.
Those initial loans were a lifeline for some countries in freefall. But as the crisis lingered, many needed more money, like Costa Rica, and had to request another loan. And this time, the IMF asked that, in exchange, Costa Rica increase taxes and sell some state assets. The country's labor unions balked. Earlier this month, protesters took to the streets for weeks.
The protests were some huge that the government had to cancel this proposal.
Patricia Miranda is director of advocacy at Latindad, the Latin American Network for Social and Economic Rights. She says there's a simple way for the IMF board to just give struggling countries access to money they never have to pay back. It's done that in the past during hard economic times. But the U.S. has veto power on the IMF board, and the Trump administration has used it to shut down that option for now. So the IMF is supporting countries through loans.
And that is mostly a global policy out of our hands. They are just postponing the problem for a couple of years, but they're not getting the problem solved.
Miranda says Latin America has little say in its situation and is already sliding backwards into a deep economic hole it took decades to work itself out of. That's why her organization and 500 others across the globe signed on to a joint letter. It urges the IMF to abandon the belt-tightening policies it has historically imposed on countries after an economic crisis. Nadia Dar is director of Oxfam International's Washington, D.C. office.
People are not going to get jobs immediately. So it's very important that governments still have the capacity and the space, and they have the time to address this economic crisis in a way that is going to help people and not increase inequality further.
Many countries are struggling now because they're still recovering from colonialism, says Bhumika Muchala, senior policy researcher at the Third World Network. She says if the IMF insists on austerity measures, it will be another case of countries in the global north imposing their beliefs on those in the global south.
They promote austerity to ensure that creditors are repaid, but also that debt levels remain, quote unquote, sustainable. So meaning debt levels remain low so that creditors, bankers, are not going to be freaked out. And so what matters is to keep the debt levels low, even at the expense of meeting health and recovery needs in these countries.
Muchala says the stability of markets shouldn't be prioritized over human rights. The best solution, she says, would be if lenders canceled countries' debt. And IMF staff agree with her. IMF Communications Director Jerry Rice says they're advocating for that to happen. Meanwhile, he says the IMF knows it has to be cautious about when to call for belt tightening for countries receiving loans.
At some point, and I think all countries recognize this, it's not just the IMF, there will be a need to restore public finances. But the emphasis, at least as far as the IMF is concerned, will be on protecting the vulnerable.
Rice says repeatedly, this is not the old IMF. It's acting in an unprecedented way.
Everybody is anxious right now because we're facing the biggest crisis of our lifetimes. And I can tell you that, you know, the big message from our annual meetings that just concluded was do not withdraw support too early. Do not withdraw support prematurely. That is what we see as the biggest risk right now.
And in the countries that are struggling, activists want to be clear that they're not asking for a handout. Shireen Thalath is co-director of the Arab Watch Regional Coalition. She's based in Morocco, where she says the pandemic has people struggling to fulfill their basic needs, and austerity measures would be devastating.
We are not asking for free money. You are doing a lot of investment. You will gain a lot of money from this investment.
She says if people in her region aren't living a decent life as workers or consumers, they won't be able to contribute to a global economy that makes people in places like the U.S. wealthy. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.